Orange County riders still stranded as bus strike enters day two. Thousands of Orange County bus riders find themselves without service November 4th for the second day in a row as the negotiation between the union and the Orange County Transportation Authority comes to a deadlock. A union leader said his members want to continue talks, but the agency will not budge on its last offer. OCTA reached out yesterday to come back to the table, and we told them we would come back to the table with the understanding we're there to bargain, said Eric Jimenez, Secretary Treasurer of Teamster Local 952. They're playing hardball. We have moved our offer down quite a bit over the past couple of sessions. We have made movement on things they could accept, and they're not willing to do it, he said. OCTA spokesman Joel Zlotnick responded by saying that the agency is providing the union with sizable benefits, and they are ready for negotiation regarding the offer. We're willing to continue the discussions. We think the offer on the table is really competitive in the market. In the market we're in for Southern California, we're only below LA Metro, which is a significantly larger transit system, he said. The union chose to strike, ending negotiations. If we're going to resolve this, it has to be done in negotiations. The union called the walkout November 2, setting up picket lines at the agency's Santa Ana and Garden Grove yards, and November 3 was the first day that bus commuters were left to look for alternate means of getting to and from work, doctor visits, and other appointments. People are stranded, Zlotnick said. They can't get to work. They can't get to school. People are going to lose their jobs, and if the union would come back to the bargaining table and call off the strike, we can get people moving again. OCTA had alerted commuters to check the agency's website for any updates, but despite the warnings, people unaware of the disruption were still seen Thursday morning at various bus stops, waiting for buses that weren't coming. Orange County Board of Supervisors Chairman Doug Chafee, who also serves on the OCTA board, said Thursday that it doesn't appear Governor Gavin Newsom will step in anytime soon. The governor's been called, but he's declined to invoke the power he has to temporarily stop the strike, Chafee said. The strike may last a while, but I hope not. A strike that was previously planned for October 17 was called off when Newsom asked both sides to continue negotiations, but the talks fizzled this week when Teamsters Local 952 claimed OCTA negotiators walked away from the bargaining table on October 31. According to OCTA, the agency offered a 14.25% salary increase over 3 years, which includes an immediate 5% pay hike, another 4.75% increase on October 1 of next year, and an additional 4.5% raise on October 1 of 2024. The offer also includes a 16% hike in healthcare contributions over the same period, in addition to chipping in 26.4% of salary to the Orange County Employees Retirement System and $1.30 per hour worked up to 2,080 hours to the Western Conference of Teamsters Pension Fund. The top wage for mechanics would be $43.19 per hour, or $90,000 annually, which doesn't include health care and pension contributions, according to the agency. OCTA officials argued that because the maintenance employees are in the union's trust for their health insurance benefits, the cost of the plan and design of it is up to the Teamsters. Union officials with the union say they will not return to talks until the agency has significantly updated its bargaining position. City News Service contributed to the report.